Horror Week here. Just the stories of the unknown, the spooky.
The unexplained.
Yeah, with Debbie, who you've got a couple.
I actually have a few from the old house that we used to live in, and we had to move.
All right, you had to move because of it. All right, let's hear them.
To start with, when we very first moved in, I was by myself in the house. The house still was having things moved in. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, in an empty room, and nobody was in the room, one of the light bulbs dropped out of the chandelier.
Oh, that's odd.
Okay.
I contributed that to it being a loose light bulb, and I just dismissed it.
Sure. Normal things that happen.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
So as time went on, cabinet doors would open in the kitchen by themselves. The dishwasher door would open by itself.
Nope.
And I'm like, okay, this is odd. And I'm by myself because I work from home during the day.
Okay.
Nobody else is there but me and the dog.
That's spooky.
And then also, while that's going on, I would hear footsteps in the bedroom, which was not being used upstairs from the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm like getting creeped out at this point.
Yeah, me too.
I got creeped out when the things started opening, the cabinets and stuff. No.
All right, we'll get to your balloons, yeah?
And then my son graduated from high school, and we had all these big arrangements of balloons and everything that were purchased for his party.
Sure.
They were in the front room, and just all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I was up doing some work, and the balloons just very casually floated across the living room. Well, the balloons, this was a big, huge display of graduation balloons for my son. Nobody else was awake, just me, middle of the night. The balloons go just kind of floating through the living room, over to the stairwell. They go up the stairwell to the game room upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then they came back down.
What?
Wait a second.
These are arrangements. These are not like single balloons.
No, it's a big arrangement of balloons.
Nope.
And
it's climbing stairs.
To the office where they originated from.
I am not
even kidding. Goosebumps right now as I'm thinking about it, because I'm like watching these balloons as I'm sitting in the dining room working, and I'm like, okay, this is not happening.
Mm.
Shortly after that, and still hearing footsteps go across the ceiling from the first floor, you know, from upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's upstairs.
Right.
Nobody is upstairs. My dogs never even went upstairs.
Wow.
Why are we still living
there? I was going to say, you're moving, right?
I hear footsteps, you know, hard, heavy footsteps. I'm like, okay, this is wrong. I'm out of here. See ya. Sayonara. We packed our stuff and left and
said,
you know what, we're just gone. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy
I wouldn't even pack myself.
Happy Halloween.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother to pack my stuff.
Debbie.
Like, you know, it's probably all cursed. I'm just going to get all new stuff.
Yeah.
Debbie.
You know what? I've got some Kohl's cash. I can...
I'll get all new stuff. I'd get all new clothes, new furniture. I'm not even taking pots and pans from the kitchen where the cabinets were opening by themselves. Nope. Okay, thanks.
Okay. The balloons floated up the stairs and then
back down.
I mean, I could almost justify in my brain the balloons going up the stairs.
Can you? Because I can't.
I could say, okay, they're helium balloons.
No.
They float up.
No.
So maybe there was a weird draft and they float up, but then for them to come back down, I'm like, that's okay.
By the way, we're freaking out, Elena. She says, of course, this spooky segment comes on as I'm driving through McNeely Lake Park.
I'm telling you,
a little creepy right now.
This is one of my favorite segments we do all year. The Unexplained.
Yes, because none of this happened to us. That's why we like it.
It's like,
that's your trauma, not ours.
Horror Week. If you've got something you want to add or contribute, 502-795-1997 is our number here on
99.7. Better than a Netflix movie.
Yeah, DJX.